from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Hey, call now to win a 4-pack of tickets and a food voucher to the Pony League World Series at Lou Hayes Pony Field from August 9th through August 14th. Call now, 4-pack of tickets and a food voucher, Pony League World Series, Lou Hayes Field, August 9th through the 14th. First caller. How about that, Kallis? First caller, they get them. There you go. Have a good day. Have a fun time. August 9th through the 14th, Lou Hayes Field, Pony League World Series. We have Mark Cabali here. He is live in studio with us until 9 a.m. Mark, how are you doing?
Great.
How was the traffic?
Traffic was not good today. It's not good. I'm usually like coming a little earlier because the traffic's better, but a few bumps on Route 51 on the way here, but, you know, I always had time to get my coffee.
Is Route 51 the worst route, I guess, or worst road in Pittsburgh?
Oh, there's Pittsburgh so many. Areas. There's so many of them, though.
Like, every time I'm on there,
30's pretty bad. 28's pretty bad.
That is bad.
Anywhere downtown's pretty bad. So I'm just guessing everywhere.
Everywhere is bad? Everywhere is bad. How about that, Kallis? Everywhere is bad.
When the Kallis from the South Hills as well, so he should know.
Yeah, he's from around here. He's a local guy. Local guy, huh, Kallis? Yeah.
Green Tree, yeah.
Yeah, Green Tree, yeah.
Green Tree.
I don't know if that's technically the South Hills, though. I don't think we're south enough.
Well, you work at the Bethel, so you head that way.
Well, yeah, but that's my work. I'm not from there.
Well, I'm saying road-wise.
Okay, all right, I'm around. You're right.
Mark, when do you report to training camp?
Oh, man, it's Wednesday already. We're here. Wednesday, the team reports, I believe, by 3 or 4 o'clock. Then we go through the run test, which has been getting weaker and weaker every year.
Mm-hmm.
But I still can't do it. But
I can't either.
Then we'll go practice on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Off on Monday, and you put the pads on next Tuesday. It's been that long until next Tuesday. You look, what is it, like August 1st or 2nd? You got about 7-8 practices with pads on before you start playing preseason games?
Before the games, yeah.
I mean, how can you determine anything?
Nothing.
With linemen, defensive linemen, any type of live activity? It's just so difficult. You wonder why some teams struggle early on. You practice from April until, you know, the end of the season, and you basically get 7 to 10 pads in practices in pads.
See, you know what? This brings up a great point. And Doug Whaley brought this up last week. He says he thinks that the NFL, he's heard that the NFL is going to switch the kind of timeline of the offseason and make OTAs right before training camp and just roll into the season. So that would make more sense.
Yeah, like, players hate that, though. I was asking them.
Really?
One of them liked it.
They wouldn't want a longer offseason?
They want to have that break of the 5-6 weeks in, rather than doing just straight, you know, 6-7 straight months. I ask a bunch of people that.
Really?
Not one of them they're like, where is this coming from? None of us want this.
Man, I would definitely want that. Because, I mean, you think about it right now. You just fold this in. You have eight practices. Well, you have what? So you said Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Before then, Monday. Off day. Then he goes like, yeah, I swear he goes Tuesday through next Sunday. He has like six straight, I think, padded practice.
Six straight padded practice. Five, you have no pads. So you kind of roll that in and then say that you have six or seven before that, like a week before, right after 4th of July. Like, and then you could have all the way off. So say you don't make the Super Bowl. You're off in mid-January until July. I would like that.
Yeah, you know these guys, though. They'll be working out somewhere. I mean, this at least gives, in my opinion, you know, the coaching staff, the support people, even a lot of players, that time just to unwind, even if it's for 2 weeks, the 3 weeks to get. I mean, they can't stop working out.
Right.
I mean, you'll lose a lot in 6 weeks if you go from working out every single day to, okay, let me show up to training camp with my TV and my toaster and let's go. You're going to have some issues there. So they're all going to be working out. But, I mean, just from the Steelers that I talked to, none of them
They didn't like that.
They didn't want
that. Wow, that's very interesting.
I don't know. I don't know if I'd like it either. I mean, back in the day, this was even before my time, I'm even talking to a guy like Craig Wolfley, they used to have to report a little bit after the 4th of July.
Right, right.
But they had nothing from the, you know, probably the season ended in mid-December at that point to, you know, July.
They didn't have OTAs.
No, so they had another job.
But they would go and they would get like, you know, they would go run and work out,
yeah,
and at the end around 4th of July, and then they would head in putting pads on. That's kind of how it would be. Like again,
yeah. I mean, it's tough. I mean, everything's been installed in OTAs and mini camp, but I mean, football's still the physical game, man. You got to go out there. I mean, that's why when I look at people say, well, what are you worried about, the wide receiver, the cornerback? I don't worry about the offensive line,
right?
Because you got potential. Well, you have very well likely three different guys in at least three different positions. Two would be rookies. They'd be flipping Broderick Jones over. And you saw the last 2 years how long that takes to get those guys meshing together. It took half a season 2 years ago. It took half the season last year. I mean, what would be any different this year?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know that's a league-wide issue, but not when you're switching over this much. So that's the biggest issue to me, is how quickly can this offensive line, or you can determine who should be there. I mean, is Fatanu and Dan Moore legit? You're like, oh, that's crazy. Fatanu should be there. But if he has three or four ho-hem practices leading up there, all of a sudden time's running out.
Well, also, he's going against not just ones either. Like he'll go against twos. He'll go against threes. Mm-hmm. Like you don't get the appropriate competition that he could possibly be going against. And sometimes he'll be working with the ones, and Dan will work with the twos. But the consistency, like you're saying, is just so up and down. Like, how are you going to figure that out? Like, real quick, Fantex line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. I feel like the injuries in the NFL are such at a high level now because there are less practices. Like, back in the, like, how many injuries, like, think about, like, 2010, like, even my rookie year, we had two-a-days. I don't remember there being so many significant injuries because we were practicing more. Our bodies needed that. Now, it's easy for me to say that now because I don't have to go to camp anymore. I get that. But I feel like the less practices and the less preseason games, the more injuries, because you need to be in that prime football shape, and it does take almost a month to get you in that shape.
Yeah, and then they rely a lot on the technology that they have now. I mean, even with this new staff they brought in, the training staff and the different things, they got so many things to determine whether or not, you know, you're healthy or not. I'm sure Mike Tomlin said they moved practices from 2 o'clock to 10:30 because of some kind of lunch and dinner and giving a guy whatever. It probably has something to do with the rest and recovery and what the new training staff thinks right now. But I mean, the stuff that they wear and the stuff that they can determine whether or not you're susceptible for hamstring injuries should supersede that. So, I mean, it's different this year where they're doing a lot of different things and getting up with the times a little bit more. Maybe that prevents that, but you do have to get out there and just practice. I mean, 2 a days, man, I don't know.
It was rough.
It was rough. It was unbelievably rough. Now, I mean, in theory, they do 2-a-days, but one's a walkthrough.
Oh, that's nothing. Whatever. I mean, they're in slides.
Yeah, you get out there and you just feel, you look at them and they look like they're miserable just standing out on the field, but it's nothing compared to what it was,
I mean,
10 years ago.
The mindset that you have to have with 2-a-days, and in Houston, I mean, the heat index was like 110. The mindset you had to have whenever you would practice at 10 a.m. and it'd be a 2.5-hour practice, and then you would go back out at like 4 or 5. But whenever you put your cleats on, they were still wet and squishy from the practice before, and having to just go and practice. Like it's just a whole different mindset that I think the players nowadays, they wouldn't like rolling right into training camp with an OTA 2-week period before.
Yeah, and the tough thing about that is, too, is if you're having a lot of guys just trying to fight to make a roster, you better be on your A game every single play. You can't just be, you know, for lack of better comparisons, TJ Watt and say, okay, we're taking today off because, you know, I'm TJ Watt and I need a day off, and Tomlin says I'm 30 years old. No, you're fighting for a roster spot, so you're out there 10:30 in the morning, you're out there 3:30 in the morning, and you just pass out as soon as you go through meetings and all that stuff. So that was rough. It was rough for me, and I just had to watch.
How do you think it's going to go when they go to 18 games? Do you like that or not?
Well, they're going to go to 18 games. If they can cut out some of this preseason.
But that's even worse for some of the guys trying to make teams.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, they have to come to some sort of compromise or some kind of smart plan. I mean,
Do you think we'll see more integrated scrimmages?
I hope not, because I don't think you get much out of that. The two I've been a part of were just worthless.
Uh-huh. I mean, fights.
Fights. And it's ended early and just chaos. I mean, maybe it'll be different this year because it's at Acre Shore and it's, maybe a little bit better to that fact, but I don't think so. I mean, I don't know how they would do that. I know the Joe Burrow theory is just garbage. Hey, let's take 2 weeks off in a row and let's have the Pro Bowl during.
No.
I mean, what are you talking about? Get out of here. But I think you do. I mean, maybe just take a week off or something. Everybody gets off type of situation, but the league's never going to do that. You're not going to have an October 12th week 12 and just say, okay, we're done playing this week.
Yeah, no.
No way.
And they need to generate revenue.
Yes.
Like every team being off? No, that's not going to happen.
It's never going to happen.
So never.
They have to find a way. I mean, it's going to go to 18 games. What I would like to see is, and I'm sure, a lot of people would like to see this, is more money, more guaranteed money to the lower end roster guys. I mean, there's not much security with, player number 70 on the roster. You get a couple grand and you might get a signing bonus, and if they don't like you, you're gone and now you're broke.
Right. You're done.
I mean, I would like to see maybe that money go towards them rather than, the quarterback's now getting paid $60 million a year.
Yeah, that's a good call. The Steelers coverage on the Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Coming up next, are the Steelers actually in the market for a receiver as we sit here today? I don't know. Doesn't seem like it. Maybe they are. I don't know. We're going to get Kabali's thoughts on that next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Sports show brought to you by Guardian Protection. Thorin Dickerson, Mark Abali, Nicholas Harry Callis. Don't be a statistic. Get your heart checked by the experts at UPMC. Mark, you floated something out there of a possibility last week. Just a true possibility. Not that it was going to happen. Not that the Steelers were interested in doing this, but you floated out a possibility that if the 49ers wanted to get something done with the Steelers and wanted something in return player-wise that could help them and vault them to getting back to a Super Bowl, that a possible scenario to get Brandon Ayuk would be to attach Alex Highsmith to a trade. Now, a lot of people ran with it. And that's kind of what people do nowadays. They just run with anything. They don't read into anything. They don't listen. They don't look for context. But a possibility of attaching Highsmith in a trade for Ayuk. Do you see that remotely happening? Or was that just like, hey, I'm throwing it out there, and that could be a way that they get this done?
Now, the more I was saying was if the Steelers don't have much to offer him in way of player for player. And the 49ers are obviously so close of winning a Super Bowl, or they believe they think they can win the Super Bowl. You're not giving up a star receiver for a draft pick, right? You want somebody in return who can help you. You look at the Steelers roster, and there's nobody right there that's available that you can potentially move that would be fit there. Now, you could say you can go way out on a limb here and say, okay, Highsmith with a guy that they would want and would they fit in, but it would make absolutely zero sense. They just restructured him in April. He would be $16 million of dead money. I mean, plus, they love him. I mean, honestly, I think edge rushers are more valuable than wide receivers right now, so you would not do something like that. But I was making the point that the Steelers would probably be way down on that list of making the trade because they don't have anybody else to give them to make them a good right now. I mean, who else? I mean, think about it. Who would you potentially say? The 49ers come to you, Dorian, and say, okay, we want to make a trade, but we need a starter, man. Where do you go?
Nowhere.
That's what I'm saying. That's the point. I mean, if you can give them draft picks, okay, that's fine, but I don't think that's what 49ers would want, even if they do want to move off of him. I mean, that's not a bad thing, having your core players locked up like the Steelers do, but all that means is it makes it more difficult to make that type of a trade.
If it were to go down, though, and they did do that, would you feel comfortable with Herbig being on the other rush end?
No, not right now. I mean, he has potential. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't. I mean, there's absolutely zero chance I would get rid of Alex Highsmith, probably even for Ayuk, if it was one for one or whatever it was. I mean, first of all, Highsmith is a guy that's, you know, obviously he's had, 21 sacks. I think he's like 12th in all of NFL over the past 2 years in sacks. I mean, that's pretty good company right now. Plus, he does everything the right way. He's a homegrown guy. He works hard, and he could potentially be, whenever Watt and Hayward leave, he could be the face of this defensive face of this almost franchise. That's how much in regard I have for a guy like Highsmith. So I wouldn't move him. They're not going to move him. But what I was saying is, I mean, now maybe the interesting part is, would if the 49ers came to you once again, let me put this very clear, hypothetical, just because we're doing radio.
Mm-hmm.
What if they come and say, we'll take Nick Herbig?
Yeah.
Would you? What would you do?
Yeah.
You say, go.
Go. For Ayuk?
Yeah. Well, yeah. You have to give him $30 million.
$30 million. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, they need a receiver. But yeah. Do you think that they're actually going to get something done, though?
I don't think so.
You think that they're going to roll with what they have right now?
Yeah. I think that's, I don't think they have any chance right now. I mean, obviously, if you just read the tea leaves here and you see that they restructured Highsmith's contract right in April, right before the draft, Florio comes out very recently and saying there was five teams ready to give the 49ers whatever they wanted, but they couldn't come to agree. What does that tell you? That tells you they were ready to pounce. Mm-hmm. This is just me throwing things against them. I've obviously not told anything like this, but it just makes sense at that point because now they got a ton of money, and when do you ever see the Steelers have this type of money going into training camp? They right. don't. But they had to be ready in case that happened. So they were interested. But at this point right now, I mean, I think right now that unless Ayuk is just handed to them, I don't think they're interested.
Do you honestly think that they could be successful with this wide receiver core?
Wow. Somebody's going to have to really, really pick up their game. Or Arthur Smith is going to have to do some things with smoke and mirrors.
Does this scream that they're going to be one-dimensional?
No, I just think that he's just going to have to figure out a combination. You know, it's not going to be all Van Jefferson. It's not going to be all Calvin Austin. It's not going to be all, I can't even think of who else.
Plus Watkins.
Or Roman Wilson, whoever. It's going to be a group of those guys. And I just don't know how that benefits George Pickens at all. Pickens doesn't get his balls and his catches and his yards. He doesn't feel that he's in position to make money next year. Then all of a sudden, there's an issue.
Mm-hmm.
And at least that's the way I look at it.
I mean, if somebody does get hurt, if say Pickens is out, like again, sure. rolls his ankle, like where do they go?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, you don't even think it's something like that. I mean, they've come out publicly and said they're very happy with what they have in their receiving room, but who believes that?
Right? Right.
I mean, you can't. I mean, there are some circumstances where we are unaware of. I mean, where does Freiermuth fit in here?
Mm-hmm.
Does he have monster numbers in a position to take away from that? I mean, a Kelsey-like type of production, Cordarrelle Patterson. I don't know where he's fitting in right now. And I still say that you don't give him 2 for 6 to sit him on a kickoff return.
No.
You don't even know how the kickoff return is going to work, really. So I think they have plans for him. But I think for this to work, currently has it set up, going to have to be great, great coaching, great scheming, great game planning by Arthur Smith.
Oh, man. They just have backed themselves in a corner. And like I just said, injuries are a huge part of the game. I mean, they're one injury away of being a one-dimensional football team. They could have Tyler Boyd. I mean, they could have seriously still had Deontay Johnson and just given him one last chance. But I guess that whole situation was just awful enough to just send them away. But, I mean, they're one injury away of being a one-dimensional football team. The injury report is brought to you by Shenderovich and Fishman. They've got your back, not your wallet. That's just – I don't know.
Yeah, I
know.
Mean,
Russell Wilson, how much can he help the receiving core and bring them up to at least par?
Oh, he has to worry about his game first, but I'm not too worried about that. I mean, you're talking about a guy that probably knows that playbook inside and out right now. He probably doesn't – he sleeps with the playbook, it seems like. So you're not going to have to worry about him not being ready come Thursday. How much can he elevate these guys? I don't know if he can elevate them, but I don't think he has to a degree of where, you know, a guy has to be putting up monster numbers. He just has to be efficient at this point. I think that's all they're looking for him. They got a $160 million defense. They got – a decent offensive line right now that could turn in to be very good. They got two very good running backs. You just don't mess things up. You be efficient. You make plays that you need to make. Then as the season goes on, you find guys like Roman Wilson, Calvin Austin, whoever it is, Marquez Callaway, whoever you find a receiver that could step up. I think that that's their goal right now. I mean, they even got a punter.
Yeah.
Why did they get a punter? Those hidden yardage because they want to. It might be some boring offense early, to be honest with you. I mean, it might be very boring. A lot of running, a lot of short passes. I don't think there's going to be a ton downfield. Although he can throw the ball downfield. Both of them can.
But to who?
Yeah, right.
Right.
I mean, like especially if you, you're going to double up with Pickens.
It's a mind-boggling, in a way, situation.
Maybe put George Pickens in the slot. Hard to double anybody in a slot, right?
Well, he's going to be able – he's going to have to learn that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying that he can't.
Motions.
But yeah, motions. I mean, that just adds to, you know, the hesitation of playing your game and not just going out there and playing freely and not thinking. He's going to have to start thinking if they want to be able to do that, but they need to be able to do that, and they need him to be able to handle that stuff if they want to have a decent offense. This coming year. Coming up next, the Golf Rewind with Jeff Hathorn. The Open was over the weekend. Xander Schauffele, he wins the Open. I think it's his second major of the year that he has won. We'll talk to Jeff about that. The Weekend Golf Rewind is presented by Lynch Golf Sales in Pine Creek. If you're not being fit outdoors, you're not being fit. Jeff Hathorn joins the Fan Morning Show right now. Jeff, the Open was this past weekend, and Xander Schauffele, he takes home the purse, a big win for him. What you got, man?
Yeah, Doran, how about 2 months ago, he was labeled the best player not to win a major. He goes out and wins the PGA. And as you mentioned, now he is the champion golfer of the year after the 31 on the back nine. He had birdies on six of his final 12 holes. He finished 9-under at Royal Troon. He was two better than Justin Rose and Billy Horschel. Scottie Scheffler finished 1-under. He had a 3-putt from 5 feet on the back nine, which didn't help. Brendan Todd finished tied for 31st. It's the 7th straight major won by an American. First time since 1982 that Americans won all the majors. And we are now, Dorn, 2 majors from the U.S. Open at Oakmont. Pretty awesome.
I can't wait for that.
Yeah. Neil Shipley finished tied for 40th at the PGA event in California. Greensburg's Mark Goetz finished tied for 3rd at the Corn Ferry event in Missouri. He was 21 under. Shanate Wanasayan wins the LPGA tournament in Ohio at 20 under. Brenton Parker Johnson won the WPGA Father Son. Todd Renner won the senior event. Marissa Milosh won the WPGA Women's Amateur at 1-under. And today is the WPGA Open Championship through Wednesday at Indiana Country Club. So there's your golf report there, Doran.
Well, thank you, Jeff. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Look forward to it as we, 2 days from Steeler camp.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Can't wait. Let's go. We're here. Football season. Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, Doran.
Fit Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Mark, are you an Olympic guy? Do you like watching the Olympics and following the Olympics that are going on right now?
Not really.
Me neither. Me neither.
Well, I guess basketball.
They almost lost.
Unless you play South Sudan. I had to look up on the map where South Sudan was.
Where is it?
Only thing I knew, Central Africa. Apparently, the only thing I knew about Sudan was that and White Men Can't Jump, they made Billy shoot at Sudan and not, I forget what the other, you remember? That's the only thing I remember.
That's what you get from it. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I'm like, where's South Sudan? And then I heard, you know, once again, Twitter, who cares? But people, well, you know, they were just working their game. You're playing South Sudan. You were 40-point favorites, right? But, you know, the gymnastics is not my cup of tea. Swimming. You know, the wife always likes to watch the gymnastics and the swimming. I'm like, the ice skating.
Right.
And I'm like, no. So it's not really much of the Olympics. Although, I used to love playing the old Nintendo Olympic game where you had to always tap the thing.
Oh, you had to run.
Was that track and field?
Track and field. Oh. You could run on the pads, right?
Yes. It would be actually arcade games in the arcade back in the day. track and field.
Now that's really old school.
Oh, you hit it like that. Oh, that was great stuff there. But plus, it normally takes part when I'm in training camp, so I don't pay attention.
Have you ever had the desire to go to Paris, where it is taking place in Paris? Have you ever had the desire? Have you ever been to a different country?
No, that's the thing. I've been to like every single state in the continental United States, even Hawaii. But I've never been outside the country. I got a passport. Well, I went on a cruise, and we went to Cancun and Belize and that stuff. But I don't even think that counts. So, no, I've never been overseas. Maybe next year I get to go to Mexico City for the Steelers or something.
Yeah.
How about that?
I've never
been outside the country.
Me neither. I mean, I've been to Aruba, but that doesn't count. I don't think that counts. I'm talking like England, Ireland. Well, Pitt plays in Ireland in, I think, 2 years.
Oh.
They play Wisconsin. I think the Steelers are going to – I have a theory. I think the Steelers are going to play that weekend too.
Really?
Yes.
See, I just feel that they owe so much to the Mexican fan base that they have in the Mexico City that they better go there first.
Uh-huh.
That's just what I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Imagine, I mean, that's just such a huge part of their fan base. Then your first opportunity, you're going to Ireland to play a regular season game instead of Mexico. I know the
Rooney's.
No, the stadium down in Mexico is getting refurbished the past 2 years, but it should be ready for next year.
But don't the Rooney's have a big connection to Ireland or something?
Yeah,
like that?
I mean, they are Irish.
Yeah.
So, but I still think it should be Mexico, but we'll find out. I think it will be within the next year or two. Go to Mexico City.
HM3 Partners Independence Fund presents Celebrity Care Fest, benefiting UPMC Children's Hospital Foundation. Two nights of star-studded entertainment, July 26th and 27th. Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo, Smokey Robinson, and a superstar artist so big we can't say it here. Learn who at hm3.org. Tickets on sale at hm3.org. Mark, I'd be remiss if, coming up next, we didn't talk about something that we both absolutely love, and I want to get your takes on it.
I know what this is.
You know where I'm going with this, and we have to bring it up. 50-Minute Mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Doran Dickerson, Mark Abali, Nicholas Harry Callis behind the glass. And there are, nowadays it's more prevalent to remake movies, remake shows, but none of them usually hit. There's been a few that have hit that are reboots or remakes, things of that nature, or continuations of series, continuations of movies, but in a modern feel, in modern time. And it's hard to recreate the nostalgia. It's hard to recreate how good that movie or series was back whenever it first came out, especially 80s movies. You're seeing a lot of them being recreated or rebooted or remade, like the Roadhouse movie, if you haven't seen that. I was a fan of that with Jake Gyllenhaal. I took it for what it was. It's, you know, cheesy, just like the first one was with Patrick Swayze. I thought that was a good remake. Mark, we both love the TV series, the Netflix series, Cobra Kai.
Cobra Kai.
And they just came out with the first part of the final season, which is 5 episodes. You broke this down to me. I didn't know whenever the next 5 were going to come out, and you said in November, and then there's going to be another 5 at some other later point. But I think that this series has been fantastic all the way up until this point. I really do. I think they actually hit it. They hit the nail on the head. They are making a movie that I think that Ralph Macchio and Jackie Chan yes. will be in. He was Mr. Han in the remake of 2010 with Will Smith's
Which
son.
I was not a fan of.
You did not like that one?
No. That's not a remake. That was just a ripoff.
That was a ripoff. But I think that those universes are going to join together in the movie. You have watched the first 5.
Twice.
You've watched them twice. Okay.
You missed a lot of those little things.
Yeah, you're right. I probably need to go back and do the same thing. What is your assessment of the first 5? I personally feel like that they've delivered.
Yeah. First of all, it was about a year and a half since they came out with it because of, I think they had a strike in Hollywood with the writers. So there was some stuff there. So to have that much of a gap between season 5 and 6, but they picked it up pretty well here, but this first 5 are building a little bit slower than I was anticipating, but it got good near the end of the number five. So there's more, obviously, to come here. But I don't know if I really like the three-part series finale. I mean, we're so used to now, it's just pop it in and watch, you know, a day and a half, and you're done, and you move on. But I guess it's anticipating it. But there's just so many ways it could go right now. I mean, I don't want to spoil anything, but we haven't seen one main character yet through five. You know, Quicksilver. But we've seen our boy John Kreese. So very good. I mean, I remember Cobra Kai when it came out, and I'm talking about this had to be 6 years ago.
It was I think it was like COVID.
It was on YouTube Red.
YouTube, yes.
Right? I used to get YouTube Red. It was right around the draft, and I would get it, then watch the series and delete it like all of us do, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was the year that they drafted T.J. Watt. I remember watching it leading up to, you know, how you, the draft is 7 o'clock. It came out that morning, and I watched it all there. So it's been a long time in the making right now. But, oh, Ralph Macchio. I was enamored. You remember the Steelers game at the Jets when Duck started, got yanked for Mason,
yep,
and they needed to win to get in. They ended up losing, and Le'Veon Bell. Ralph Macchio was at that game. Oh. He showed up on the screen, and like, you know, standing ovation. I'm like, where's he at? Let me go see him.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
no. He's coming here.
Is he?
Yeah, for Steel City Con. They're all coming.
Oh, you should get him here.
You're right. That's a
great
call.
Get somebody on that. Get somebody on that.
I think that's like next week or 2 weeks.
Get somebody. Whoever's in charge of that, Macchio, John Lawrence, any of those guys.
They're all coming.
Get them here.
Yes.
Talk.
I love the fact that they've incorporated all the old characters, like, yeah, except for obviously Mr. Miyagi who passed
and Dutch
away. Yeah, they've been, even the mom is in it. So like they've brought everybody back, yeah, and it is a pretty good series.
Yes, it's a very good series. I mean, I was a huge Karate Kid fan since the, you know, 1985 when it hit the theaters.
84.
Well, it was made in 84. I didn't see it until 85. So, well, you weren't even born then. When do you know?
I'm telling you, it was 84.
I'm an 85 guy.
How about Rob Macchio is like 60-some years old?
He might be 70. He might be collecting Social Security.
He looks good.
You know what? John Lawrence, William Zabka, looking a little bit of his age in that one. Did you notice that a little bit? He's looking a little bit older than there. But I'm curious to see how this movie, I mean, you're getting hints in the series now of where the movie's going to go here. I don't have high hopes for the movie, but we shall see.
We will see.
Cobra Kai. I wonder how many people actually watch it out there.
I think there's
of
a
our
lot.
Listeners, of your listeners.
I think that there's a decent amount.
If not, go check it out. Yes. It's six parts. It's six series right now. Picks it up right where it left off in whenever it was, 1989, when Karate Kid 3 came. So
yes,
watch it.
And you're not a fan of Karate Kid 4.
Right? You know, I tried to watch that recently again. It was just so terrible that I just had to shut it off.
Yeah,
I'm a big Karate Kid 3 guy.
Me too.
I think 3 is better than 2. I go 1-3-2.
Same here.
1-3-2, and the other ones I don't even count. Other two.
I think that they incorporate Karate Kid 4 at some point in this series.
I hope not. I'll be disappointed.
You'll be
mad. Because, I mean, I don't think many people watched that. It was really bad.
Band weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's the Chevy Summer Drive at Sun Chevrolet. Up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, high of 82, low of 66, 45% chance of rain. Tomorrow, high of 85, low of 66 with overcast.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.